Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. We got a big show today. It wasn't raining this morning. Well, it was kind of sprinkling. That's okay. So I was just barely soaked when I had the elk killer out running in the backyard. Joined today by Frosty.
How's that coffee treating you?
It's getting me going. I've got about another 5 minutes, and I will levitate my way out of here. And, of course, soulmate, Linda.
Good morning, y'all. starting off, kicking off the morning, wanted to share with you a few things. First of all, I know many of you are driving on your way to work, so I'm not going to throw a bunch of dates at you, but on the 26th, mark your calendar for the 26th. That's a Thursday night. And we personally want to invite all our listeners and any of you who wish to go to Vintner Cellar to meet and join Carl and I. We're going to be hanging out there from 5 to 8 to meet you. And maybe if you feel like having a glass of wine, we're going to have little blimpy sandwiches that, such as hors d'oeuvres. But come and hang out and meet us. We really like to see you face-to-face. So that's our kind of our coming out launching of Free Fire Radio evening.
A week from tomorrow.
It's a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, and then on the 28th is the Women's Fair at Anderson Fairgrounds, or Shasta County Fairgrounds. So make sure you mark that on your calendar. I'll be out there all day long. It's going to be a very special day. Yesterday, Carl and I, how we do things, let's go to the movies. So what time does it start? 1:50. Let's go see Taken. Liam Neeson. Interesting film. I mean, the guy used to work for the government. He did all those jobs that you go underground to do on other parts of the world, which kind of is interesting because coincides with our guest today. But going back to the movie, I don't know how many people he killed, how many people he wiped out in search for his daughter. She was taken. She was abducted in sexual trafficking. You can say something. You're looking at me. Go on.
Oh, no.
Jump in.
I'm just watching. And
jump
you're,
in.
You're doing great. I was just, you know, if there was no quota for dead people in this film, because if it was, he exceeded it.
It wasn't so terribly violent. It's weird.
Real bloody in the sense that when you see, you know, people's, you know, arms being ripped off, you know, none of that stuff happened.
But when you would see the next scene and he looked, you know, like he was relatively unscathed. And here's the thing. Remember Die Hard? I mean, Bruce Willis at the end looked like he was, you know, beat up. And Liam Neeson did not look beat up. So that wasn't real to me. But it was a good movie.
It was an interesting movie where a man who had the skills, quote, skills, to go after his daughter who had been kidnapped, which is, you know, trafficking in women in Europe is huge. And so I guess you could say this comes out of the headlines. However, there were so many loose parts to it, especially at the end, that you just kind of wonder. But then again, it's a movie. And if you expect, you know, if you expect movies to be true, then you're you're kidding yourself. So if you just want to go for escapist entertainment, we did. So we escaped for 2 hours and ate popcorn.
Okay, so you're just tuning in. It's 42 degrees. You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. The time is 8:10. You don't want to miss this show. We have somebody who has got the most interesting history and author, and, I mean, this is going to be juicy. So we'll see you on the other side.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have the finest tobacco emporium in the North State. Finest walk-in humidor. Knowledgeable staff. They also have Espresso Joe, so you can get that blended coffee or tea of any kind you want at very reasonable prices. Joe and Shelley are great Americans. They support the Missing in America project and other projects in this town. Do yourself a favor, go in and visit them. Hey, today our guest is a gent by the name of Barry Clausen. Barry has had, you might say, somewhat of a different life, including being a member of the Central Intelligence Agency at a very young age while in the service. He has written several books, and including ones on infiltrating the eco-terrorist movement, and he became very well known with this. He's appeared in well over 250 TV shows, countless books, magazine articles. He is a private investigator. He has taken on the federal government and won, and he has written, he is in the process of writing another book on the Central Intelligence Agency. And he's here today because, you know, his name was sent to us by one of our listeners. He said, you know, you ought to just see if you can talk to this guy. He's a resident of our city. And it is funny how you got here. So we'll be discussing that too. But Barry, good morning. And give us just a little background, just a little bit more, maybe fill in those little spots I was talking
about. Good morning, Barry.
Yeah, good morning. It's good to be here. I guess it all started, you know, many, many years ago. I was working for a company in Dallas, Texas called Digital Pro Corporation. I had gone away for the weekend down to the Gulf Coast, and I came back to Dallas early, walked into the company suite, and I was met with machine guns. I looked over at the secretary's area of the suite, and here is stacks of white powder and money. I immediately know what I had run into. Obviously, it was a cocaine thing going on. I went back to the room I was occupying, and they came back there and told me that they were not going to kill me, but that I was going to go to work for them. Well, not only did I not go to work for them, but I reported them to federal agencies, and everybody ended up being arrested. During the arrest, people were arrested with machine guns with silencers, and it was quite a big deal. But it made me a believer in the fact that we need to do something about the drug problem within our country. To be totally honest, I don't have a problem with an individual and his wife smoking a joint in the privacy of their own home. But anytime you start selling drugs to kids, you went too far.
Well,
yeah,
I think that everybody has that one. I mean, there's some people are going to be just adamant against marijuana. They say it is a gateway drug. I think that Sheriff Bosenko is epitomizes that by what he does, and he goes after the people up in the Trinity Alps here. But I don't think he gets too excited about people smoking it in their house. I haven't heard of sheriffs going in after anybody like that, nor the city police. I could be wrong. But now there's other things though. You know that
bigger fish
besides,
to fry.
Yeah, besides just the drugs that you fought against, but eco-terrorism, which is, you know, some people kind of poo-poo it. They think of, you know, people sitting in trees, and those are just environmentalists, but it's not that at all, is it?
Well, it's not even close to that. You know, when you look at the number of arsons there's been, they burned down a ski area in Vail, Colorado, burned down Forest Service buildings, government buildings, people's homes. They set fire to their boats in their driveways. And then you had, as many people might remember, the Unabomber, who was actually part of Earth First, even though Earth First says he wasn't. But during his trial, he admitted that he was. He killed Gil Murray of the California Forestry Association.
That was a personal friend of yours, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But see, when he killed Gil Murray, myself and Tony Snow, who was at that time of Gannett News Services and later with Fox News, Tony and myself and others plugged his manifesto into a computer. Then we plugged other publications in there that we thought he might have read, and we were able to determine exactly what publications he used to write his manifesto. And one of them was called the Earth First Journal. And in the Earth First Journal, they had what was called the Eco-Effer Hit List. And there were 10 people on the list. The top two were the last two victims of the Unabomber. So we know for a fact that he had used that list when he killed people.
And then I think the FBI was running along the same lines as you all were, and you were just a little bit faster than they were.
Well, I don't know how to say this. I was working for the FBI or with the FBI, whichever terminology you want to use at that time, and we had determined where Theodore Kaczynski was on November 10th of 1994, exactly 30 days before he killed Thomas Mosser of Burston Marsteller. He was at an Earth First meeting in Missoula, Montana.
Okay. Hey, look, Bear, we're going to have to take a quick break. You know, for our audience here, there is a tremendous amount of information this man has, and we're going to be trying moving through it, but we're also going to have open line here, just, you know, as we do all the time. So this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402, and we will get to our callers as soon as we get back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Something, you know, happened yesterday. We had a phone call from a gent that was, you know, rightfully so. He was concerned because he'd seen something in Craigslist about an employee at Ace Hardware being fired only because it was a veteran, and it was a vendetta from the manager against us. Well, we don't like to, you know, we don't like to just broadcast things like that without checking on it. And so what we did was we went further with it. That item, by the way, that had been on Craigslist was completely pulled off. And the first people we talked to was the owners of Ace Hardware. That's on 273, but not the one they're talking about. It's the old Ace Hardware on 273, and this had not happened to them. So we then went to the other Ace Hardware, and this is the one down in Anderson, and talked to the general manager there. And he had not heard about this. He'd just gotten back in town. But what he said was, he said, look, he said, he's familiar with what happened, and one person cannot fire a person at Ace Hardware. It's got to go to more than one person. So what it tells me is that, one, is that it was pulled off Craigslist, and two, that it wasn't just a one person being doing the firing, that it took somebody higher up the management chain. So I just wanted to clear that up. And, you know, anytime anything is said on our radio here, we do try to follow up with it and make sure it's true so we don't besmirch the reputation of locals around here. You know, I think it's the least we can do, and not give like a retraction halfway through, you know, the back page that nobody reads. Hey, look, we're going to go to Norm. Norm, you've been waiting a long time. What's up, Norm?
I just wanted to congratulate Senator Dennis Hollingsworth and the Senate Republicans last night for voting down that monster tax bill. I think it was the strangest thing I'd ever seen to have your Republican leadership dumped just before. I mean, the guy that negotiated it, Dave Cogdill, and then suddenly put an anti-tax guy up there to renegotiate the thing with the Dems and the governor. And I just felt that needed to be recognized.
Well, I think that's a laudable effort on your part, then, Norm, because tomorrow we're going to be talking about that budget. Because it looked like they've got, you know, they had things pretty much worked out. But the way I understand it, if the figures are right that people have sent me, it's going to cost the taxpayers here almost like $1,100 per taxpayer in this state with these tax raises. And if you look at what the Obama stimulus plan is supposed to give, which who knows what that'll be, that doesn't even cut, you know, you can take half of what, you can take everything that the stimulus plan gives you and still owe the state 50% more.
Well, and also you have to understand that the car tax that they're looking at applies to some other vehicles other than just your car. So there's online, there's some tax calculators. So if you want to know what it would actually cost your family, can I give a plug for it?
Sure.
It's actually at a radio station down in L.A. decided to put this calculator up there, so you'll know exactly what you'd be paying under this monster bill. And it's www.kfi640.com. I think the John and Ken Show. Just check it out. You can plug in your information, and it would have told you what your... I was shocked. I would have been paying more than $1,100 for my family.
Yeah.
And I think that was just ridiculous.
Well, I tell you what, it's something that you know that we're all facing. This is something we're going to be discussing tomorrow. So thanks a lot, Norm. Appreciate
it. All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Our guest today is Barry Claussen. And, you know, Barry, one of the things that Carl ends the show with is it's the good guys against the bad guys. Well, you've been right smack in the middle, and you've been able to try to be on the side of the good guys. Have been on the side of the good guys, but have seen some of the good guys be some of the bad guys and think that they could get away with it.
Yeah, but if you fight them, they don't get away with it. And a good example of that is when I first started exposing some of the things that federal agents had done I was actually charged with very serious federal crimes. I was charged with stealing a weapon from a man in Montana, converting it to a full automatic machine gun, and then trying to blackmail this man. The truth was I was a deputy sheriff working undercover in narcotics. The guy gave me the machine gun and told me that if I liked it after I tried it, I could give him $600. So I sued everybody that was involved with it, and it turned out that during discovery of a lawsuit, we found out that alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents were the ones that originally invented the malicious charges against me. And I was very fortunate because I got Senator Gordon of Washington and Senator Burns of Montana to work jointly on my behalf. And we got all the documents from ATF that showed that there was never an investigation done or anything else. They just made it up.
It was a really interesting part in your book, that's for sure.
Burning Rage.
Yeah. Okay, look, this is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We're going to be back right after this break, and we're going to be continuing this interview with Barry Clausen, Undercover Man. Do-do-do-do. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Robert Logan, Attorney at Law, 1350 Placer Street. He specializes in criminal, civil, and bankruptcy. Rob will go out in the streets for you, fight for you. It's raining, he'll be there. You need him, call him. Rob Logan. He's on our website, Free Fire Radio. All the information. Now, Barry.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that, I mean, you're here in Reading. And so you've had an opportunity to, I mean, you've got so much that you've written, so many things that you've done. You've worked on major narcotics issues. You've worked on for the government. You've blown the whistle on the government. What are some of the highlights of your career? I mean, there's so many of them.
I lived on my sailboat in Seattle for almost 7 years. I untied from the dock one day, and I was headed to South America. I got to Eureka. I met a lady. I sold my sailboat. I got married, and I moved here. And I'm still trying to figure out exactly what happened.
Hey, well, look, when you figure that out, you tell me.
Okay.
Because that kind of happened to me, too. I just rode my Harley through one day, and I just have, you know, it's still here.
Well, my wife used to work for the U.S. Congress. She was Senator Johannesson's field rep here, and this is the most incredible lady. So that's the highlight of my career.
Well,
oh wow.
Well, you know what?
We like that
kind of parallels mine too. So okay, but what are some other ones? I mean, besides that one, what's given you the most satisfaction? You might say. I mean, you've written books. You've been the subject of feature films and other books and numerous articles.
I guess the one thing that it sticks in my mind all the time is meeting individuals that have been, how should we say, worked for the government in an undercover capacity. One of the fellows I worked with was a fellow named Douglas Durham, and you can find his name on the computer anywhere you look and Google it. Doug has been involved in so many things. He was the FBI infiltrator into the American Indian movement, I actually testified before Senator Inouye for 1 hour on this very issue, but the gun that was actually used to kill two FBI agents in Pine Ridge, South Dakota 28 years ago belonged to my friend Doug Durham. Now, the gun wasn't Doug's. I mean, it was Doug's, but it wasn't in his possession when the FBI agents were shot. But to this day, I know where that very weapon is, and I can't get the FBI to release the documents. The thing I look at in this is I've been trying to get this man out of jail for 20 years because I have firsthand knowledge of what transpired. And I think about that on a regular basis. Here's a man convicted of killing two FBI agents, been in jail for 28 years, and he didn't commit the crime.
Well, now, he's been, again, you know, given this the other side here, is that he's gone to trial twice now, right?
Once that I know of.
Once? They did not go out and retry him again?
No.
On this?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so, and they're saying that the jury found that he did the shooting, and they tied the weapon to him or not?
That's what they're saying, but, you know, he was an absolute pain in the rear end to federal agencies before the killing. Two other people, Bob Robidoux and a fellow named Dino Butler, were actually charged with the same crime, but they were found innocent, even though they were all together. Pelletier escaped to Canada, and they tricked him into coming back into the United States, where he was arrested, tried, and convicted. But I think if the truth were to come out, and here again, when you look at the FBI agents we have now, most of them weren't even old enough at that time to be involved in law enforcement. The information is out there. It's just a question of getting somebody to listen to it. So that's one of the things I think about a lot.
Yeah, it's something that may be frustrating.
Extremely frustrating.
That you see things that should be changed and can't be changed.
Well, for instance, the patrol guards, Border Patrol guards that just recently have been released. I really soaked it in last night, and I was in such outrage of what happened to them. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I feel exactly the same way. You know, it's like I know that for a fact that if I was in their position and I was on the border and somebody fired a shot at me, I would shoot back. Hopefully I wouldn't miss. I mean, they didn't miss, but they didn't take him down. It's just what we're seeing is so wrong. There's so many, many drugs coming across that border, and something needs to be done, but we as a society are not doing it.
And how can a drug dealer have any rights, illegal drug dealer, have any rights in our country, and yet he was given rights? He was able to sue. I don't get that.
Well, and I don't either, but here again, you go back to all the things we've been talking about, and there's more things out there. There are people within our government that just doing whatever they can do to make a name for themselves, and I think that's what they were trying to do here.
Here's my problem, is that right now along the border, there's a war going on. 6,000 people in Mexico killed last year in this narco-terrorism war that's going on. It's starting to come in our country where they're having shootouts with automatic weapons on our southern states, Texas, New Mexico. We have a obligation to our people to stop that border traffic, and we could if we wanted to. Neither Obama nor McCain addressed this. Obama's not addressing it. The only thing you see is, oh, let's give everybody amnesty. But guess what? $9 billion a year in California goes to illegals. And that doesn't even get into the fact of crime and the cost to people, especially if the economy's not doing well. What happens next? Then they turn to robberies. And that's one of the reasons, and assaults, one of the reasons that the crime rate in Redding's risen, and that it's not going to get any better this year.
Well, I feel it's really going to get a lot worse because, you know, as people lose their jobs, they don't have money to feed their families, they're going to result to such things as home burglaries and things like that.
Rob, Leonard Pelletier.
Morning, Carl. Morning, Linda.
Good morning. Barry.
Good morning.
I was just wondering why, Barry, do you think that Pelletier's attorney decided to fight the extradition rather than come down and be tried with the co-defendants when the co-defendants were acquitted?
Well, I really don't have an answer for that, but I have met with two of the different attorneys that Pelletier had, and I have to be really honest, they did not seem like they wanted to really bring out the truth.
Why would that be, though?
Well, that's a question I don't have. You'd have to ask them. I don't know. I've done everything I can, and it just needs to be brought out within our judicial system. And who knows, maybe with the new president we've got, we'll see a difference within the U.S. Attorney's Office, and maybe they'll finally do something.
I sure hope so. Carl, that's probably why he thought he was tried twice, because his co-defendants were tried without him.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't know if I had him, if I was thinking of him or somebody else that was associated with something like this that had two trials and was found guilty twice. So I'll have to go back and do my research on it, too.
This is an injustice that absolutely has to be righted, and I certainly hope it does.
Okay. The story I just told you about, what they charged me with crimes, I'd be in the same boat as Pelletier if I hadn't got the help of Senator Gordon and Senator Burns. They were going to put me in prison to shut me up.
Rob, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
You bet. Hey, this is Carl Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Join us on the other side.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KQMS News Talk 1400. You know, New Image Photography is our photographers of choice. We've got a wonderful email, something really special happening this weekend. Hi, guys. Just wanted to let you know we will be at the wedding extravaganza this Sunday, the 22nd, showing off our new albums and all our wedding work. We will be giving away a terrific door prize as well as giving any bridal company that books with us that day an engagement session complete with a beautiful guest signing album with 10 images from their engagement session. That's a $250 value for free just for signing with us. So if you're thinking about looking for a photographer, go this Sunday. What a deal. Let's go to the phones. Tom, we got 30 seconds.
Keep it short, Tom.
You've got to be joking.
30 seconds to pose your question.
We have a guest. Go.
It's easier to get an elephant in a shoebox.
You got 25 seconds. You got 25 seconds
okay,
left.
Okay, well, the other day it had this, the stimulus package misnamed, and the California state budget that they were trying to pass, and it looked like anything we were going to get back as an income tax cut from the federal government was going to be added by the state. So this whole thing is like nothing like a blood transfusion from one arm to the other through a leaky tube.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
All right. I'll
I like it. Hey, we're going to discuss this tomorrow, Tom.
Today?
Hey, Tom, we're going to talk about this one tomorrow. There's just so much tomorrow that we've got.
Well, I won't
for
be
this.
Here tomorrow. I'm heading up in the hills. The snow stopped, and I think I can get over Buckhorn without chains this morning. I'm going to go back up and get, you know, just...
Get on the computer and listen to us.
No, I don't have a computer up there. I got a computer. Hey, Google on the national debt and see that thing is running like a speedometer, like faster than a gas pump dollars. Oh, it's crazy.
Got it.
Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was wondering, you know, we all live in the state together, and I hear them keep wanting to cut all the road construction and all the other programs. Why doesn't the state just do like a 10% cut across everybody? I mean, everybody that is in the state, you know, that works for the state, all the programs, all government should share it, not just certain people.
I agree. Why, you know, tell me why we need to have the layers of bureaucracy that we have. Tell me why we have to continue to pay $9 billion for illegals that are here for school and in prisons and medical.
Yeah, you know, I just don't understand what's going on. You know, like the other guy before me says, they give us cuts one place and they add it to another place. But
yeah.
I think all government should be cut at least 10% every department.
I would love to see a politician say during my time in office, the first year, by the time my term is over, I will have cut government at a minimum of 10%.
Yeah, and just under wages.
It. Yeah.
So, but anyway, thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. We're going to be talking about this tomorrow, so hang on there. Okay, Barry.
Yes.
You know what? The thing about, I know you've been so involved in counter-drug and eco-terrorism and now, it's a local politics. It's just, there's a man of immense energy here, and he comes to Reading, which has slowed down a bit. But then you said, no, I get involved in everything around here.
Yeah, well, I retired 7 years ago, and I took a job working in Tehama County in juvenile probation. I really wanted to work with kids. That was my ultimate goal. And immediately after reporting abuse by my seniors in the juvenile hall, I was fired. So I wrote a story for the Red Bluff Daily News about being fired, and the county got creative, and they charged me with crimes. They charged me with stealing county documents. So I got an attorney in San Francisco, and I filed an anti-slap suit against Tehama County, and it turns out the documents they were accusing me of stealing hadn't even been generated until 60 days after I'd been fired.
Oh.
So, there's everywhere you go, there's things that pop up that are, of interest to me.
Barry, do you think that for some you just ask too many questions, or you're a powerful man in the know? In other words, you've done your research, you've been there, and you might ask questions that kind of ruffle the big guy's feathers?
Oh, absolutely. You know, everybody in the world has a story. And if you sit down with somebody and you get to talking to them, there's something that they want to tell you about what's transpired in their lives. And that's no different with politics. You know, there's so many things within our political system here that, as far as I'm concerned, are so corrupt that I don't know where you're going to go to get it taken care of.
You know, we've got a caller right now that's got an idea about saving money, it looks like. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, wouldn't it make a lot? Well, let me back up. A couple weeks ago, I heard that we're going to release a whole bunch of prisoners here, the lower level prisoners, nonviolent offenders.
From what I understand, the judges said that a third of our prison population has to be released.
Wouldn't it make a lot more sense to go and deport all of the nonviolent illegals back to where they came from so we could keep the ones that are doing time here and let them be accountable for their actions?
Makes sense to me. Or, you know, run a deal with Mexico and say, hey, look, we'll pay you $5,000 a year for you to keep them. You know, it'd be a lot cheaper.
Living luxury on $5,000 a year down there, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, and so what they'll do is they'll keep them on $500 a year and use the $4,500 for corruption, which is what they're really good at.
Thanks for doing what you guys do.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaugh here on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, you got to just keep going on this stuff. We get back, we'll have a few minutes left, and we want to talk up and finish with Barry here, at least for this show. I know we're going to have him back again. Join us on the other side.
Your morning cup of Sean.
No Spin Zone with me, Bill O'Reilly, weeknights at 6 on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KQMS News Talk 1400. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, our jeweler of choice. Go in and check it out. The best deals in town with the experts that can get you anything you need. Now, Barry, we're talking to Barry Clausen, who is the author of two books, the third one on the way. At the break, we were talking about, you've got a bone to pick. You care to elaborate?
Well, actually, I have a couple of them. I'm really upset with the abuse that I personally witnessed within the Tehama County Juvenile Justice Center. I'm now investigating, should we say, allegations at this time of sexual abuse of minors in Tehama County by members of the employees of Tehama County. And that story hasn't come out yet, but it's going to. Second of all, we've got an assemblyman, Jim Nielsen, who has absolutely no business being our assemblyman. He did not live in Tehama County, as he says he did, and I did an investigation into that. I gave a copy of my investigation to Deborah Bowen's staff, the Secretary of State. They reinvestigated what I did, and Deborah Bowen sent me a letter, and it's very short. It says, "Dear Mr. Clausen, our office has concluded its investigation against the subject referenced above, which is Jim Nielsen, and referred the case for prosecution to the Office of the California Attorney General." Basically, there's a big difference, and Nielsen is using the word his residence. Well, he may have a residence anywhere he wants, but it's a question of where is your domicile. His domicile is in Woodland, which is the 8th Assembly District, not the 3rd. And that's all based on different things like where you take your $7,000 tax exemption. He takes his in Woodland, which, again, is in the 8th Assembly District. So I'm working with an attorney in San Francisco, and there appears there will be a suit against the Republican Party for allowing this to happen and against Jim Nielsen. Here,
well, shouldn't there also be then a suit against the Attorney General's office? They've refused to. I mean, when it gets right down to it, I understand what you're saying, but it has been investigated. I mean, my gosh, I mean, there were so many things that were thrown, up during the election process, and if they were going to prosecute it, wouldn't they have started by now, if there was anything there?
Well, they're not going to, but there is something there. You know, on November 3rd of 2008, Jim Nielsen was on KUBA radio in Yuba City, California, where he said, quote, "My attorneys have been in contact with the Attorney General, and they have assured him that I will not be charged with any crimes." That was 60 days before they announced that they did an investigation and there was insufficient evidence to charge him. Well, what I find so interesting is that he's admitted himself that he didn't reside here. See, but here again, you go back to the definition of residence and domicile.
Mm-hmm.
His domicile is not in our district.
Well, I know that he addressed it on our radio show, and that he believes that he met the qualifications to run in this district, and it should be interesting to see what happens if it continues on. What I thought was that when the Attorney General dropped it, that it was dropped. So obviously not, huh?
Well, here again, I don't know what these attorneys in San Francisco are going to do, but apparently it's not over.
Well, Then we'll follow that one. Now, what's going on in Tehama, did you say? Because I read some things about that. We've only got like 30 seconds or just something we need to come back later on.
Well, there is an ongoing investigation as to illegal activities by members of the Tehama County Probation Department for drug usage and for sexual exploitation of minors.
Okay. Now, nothing like this, nothing has come out in
It hasn't come out yet, but it's going to.
Okay. Well, you heard it first here. We'll have to see what happens with that. Our guest today has been Barry Clausen. And Barry has been involved with the government since he was 18 years old, working in covert. He's been working in surveillance. He's been working in counter-drugs, eco-terrorism, helped bring down a Unabomber, has done a little bit of everything as an author. He's got another book coming out soon.
Yeah, it should be out this year. It's supposed to have been done by now, but I've been kind of procrastinating and doing other things. And I'm nothing like, was it Ian Neeson in the movie you just watched?
Yeah.
I don't kill people.
Well. Oh, I'm sorry. I did not mean to make a draw a parallel there at all. I just meant government work.
Okay, now tomorrow we've got we're going to be talking the budget. We had a lot of questions today on the budget. We're going to be talking about the spending package out of Congress. We're going to talk about the things, how it's impacting on us. And of course, Friday, then we're going into the complete open line show. So, this is Carl and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?